Hello.
Hello.
So this is our first podcast. This is
Sean
and Maddie, and this is called, I was just thinking about it, .. And today we're going to jump into some conspiracy theories. I love conspiracy theories. I think they're a lot of fun. I think they're really cool. And I think they're just a cool thing to do. Now, we're not trying to attack anybody or harm any businesses or anything like that. Where it's just for fun. Don't really take anything we say to heart on this podcast because it's just for fun and games. These episodes will be fun and quirky, and it's just some people talking. So, we're going to be doing...
The first conspiracy I've been looking at is... Someone brought this to my attention before, and they asked, why are there so many mattress stores? You know, you go around, you see just mattress stores everywhere. There's no one actually in them ever.
Yeah.
But yet there's a ton of them all over the place.
Like, it's, like, weird because they're all on the same street, and you usually don't have to get, like, a mattress, like, every 10 years. And, like, how many people are there that need a mattress every single day?
Exactly. So, you know, you're thinking, what could it be that they're there? How do these people make money? How do they pay for rent on their place? How do they do that? Well, some people say, I've heard that money laundering is a big deal.
Really?
Is that illegal? Yeah. Some people will launder their money through this place, and all of a sudden, you know, they're not really selling mattresses, but on the books, it says they're selling a buttload of mattresses.
Why do they have, like, so many mattresses? Like, it's so weird to me. Because usually in the stores, it's usually, like, dark, and there's some, like, old guy. It's like, you want to see my mattresses? And there's so, it's, like, mostly mattress firms. Like, I saw one time three mattress firms on the same exact street.
And I bet you didn't see anybody in there actually buying anything.
No.
That's what I think that's the case. And I think, I mean, I don't think people were really looking into it, but because no one cares about mattresses in general.
They just think like, oh, that's the mattress store.
And I'm sure if you go in and want to buy a mattress, they'll sell you a mattress and deliver it to your house. But at the same time, how the heck are they actually
getting these mattresses? Is it because they have like illegal things going on in those stores?
In the stores, necessarily no. But if someone is trying to launder money, if you get money illegally and you have, you know, $50,000 that you earned illegally, you need a way to make that legal in a sense where all of a sudden the IRS doesn't say, hey, where'd you get that $50,000 at? Well, guess what? I sold a bunch of mattresses, because the mattress company will say, oh yeah, we sold a bunch of mattresses that week.
Yeah.
And there goes your $50,000 and how you made it.
This is so scary. Oh, by the way, this was kind of inspired by Shane Dawson, his conspiracy theory. It really brought eye to my attention. And I just thought we could do some more research on it because somebody else brought it up. So we kind of just thought, hey, let's do some more research on this for ourselves and just see more about it. But no way we're trying to copy anybody. We're just trying to give some insight on this subject. What else is there on this? There's a lot. Because, like, I just don't know. Mattresses are just very hard to, like, deal with. Because it's, like, how many of these mattresses do they really have?
I imagine some of these mattresses stay in the showrooms and in their inventory for years, it seems. Because, like I said, we don't see anyone in there buying this stuff.
Like, it's, like, nobody really goes in a mattress store. Like, I've never been, I think, in a mattress store before. I think... people just order mattresses online.
True, and mattresses, it doesn't cost a lot to make. You have a $1,000 mattress, let's say, that only cost them $400 to make, so there's a $600 profit. So it's a high, you know, profit margin business. But at the same time, you can also launder money if you chose to.
I mean, I don't know. It's very confusing with these conspiracy theories, because it's like, what do you believe anymore?
But at the same time, is it really that true that they're laundering money? Because you never hear of any mattress stores getting busted for laundering money and, you know, not paying taxes or getting busted for that too. So it makes you think it may not be as true as you think.
Yeah. It's like nobody's just like getting busted for these things. But it's just very confusing in this world. It's just like very hard to just figure out that like what you want to believe, because there's so many people in one ear telling you, oh, this was fake, and this was fake. And then your gut is like, why would people lie about this?
Well, here's an interesting fact. There's 14,000 Starbucks in this country.
Yeah.
And there's also, but at the same time, there's 10,000 mattress stores. That's crazy that they're kind of that close together, because there's a ton of people buying coffee every day at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You always see people in Starbucks. But yet, mattress stores, there's 10,000 of them, but yet you don't see any people in there.
That's crazy. It's like, because everybody needs, like, if you like Starbucks, you usually go in the morning before work or before school, and you go get your coffee, and you drink it, and it's like an everyday thing. A mattress, every 10 years. It's not like, it's like so close.
Yeah, even if you bought one every 5 years, it's still a long time between, you know, where people aren't buying mattresses. And do you need that? I mean, how many people, mattress stores do you need? There's only, like I said, there were so many coffee places. People using those all the time, but like you said, you never see anyone in a mattress store. It really doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. So what are some other conspiracy theories about, you know, the mattressing? Because I know this is intense. Like, it's just like really, like, I don't know. It's just like everything, well, right here, where we are filming this, there's a mattress store in the, like, city. There's a mattress store, and I've seen, like, 10 of them. 10 of the same brand.
Yes.
Like, it's like the same mattress firm. It's like, what's the deal with mattress firm? Like, is everybody loving mattress firm? Because last time I checked, like, it wasn't that big. Like, there's a lot of people that have, like, purple mattresses or Sleep Number, and all those places, you never really see all of them. It's always mattress firm.
It's always mattress firm selling the different types of mattresses. And even now, if you think about it, it's even more of a weird conspiracy, because there are, like you said, with Purple and these other ones you can buy online, people are getting just their mattresses delivered from a totally different company. So you're not even going to mattress firm getting it, you know, delivered from there.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, like, oh, there's got to be something weird going on there.
Or it's like, I don't know, they just don't want to close. Like, they refuse to close. Like, it's like, when I hear about these, like, thousands of, like, places around the world, it makes me think, I feel like there's more of them than they're really telling us.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes you think and wonder, because these people are really, you know.
I see, like, five, I live in this place, and, like, I see, like, 5 Starbucks is all in, like, a mile, 2 mile, 1 to 2 mile radius, and then I have, like, 3 Chick-fil-A's all in, like, a mile radius from each other. It's, like, crazy. It's, like, why? Like, and there's other cities that have that. And it's just, like, I don't think they're really telling us the truth of how many there are in this world. Or in America, at least. Just don't agree, you know? It just seems very, just, like, a lot of numbers that, like, we're not understanding right.
Oh, yes, in your area there might be a lot of them, but there's other areas where you might go and you're lucky to see 1 Starbucks, or
yeah,
you're part of the country, it just might have that. But the mattresses, that I would agree, I don't understand why you need that many mattresses.
Like, and it's usually they have, like, only 6 mattresses in the store at a time. Like, I only see a couple mattresses, and it's always, like, this rundown building. They always have problems.
There's nothing on the walls. It's just plain.
Like, it, like, seems like, and there's no, like, they might have 1 customer a day. Like, nobody needs mattresses that, like, they're not in demand. Like, it's not, like, a thing. Like, other products. Like, you need your milk. You need toilet paper. You need paper towels.
Yes.
You need, like, water bottles. Those are things that are in demand. Like, I've never heard of, like, a mattress, like, wave or, like, something like that.
No, you don't see a run-on mattress store. Well, Madeline, I don't know if we've actually solved this problem today, but I guess we'll have to live another day, and maybe we should end it there.
Yeah, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Tuesday. We do podcasts every Tuesday and Thursday, so yeah. Bye-bye.
All right.